what that means. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department here at 89.1 WEMU. And welcome back to the world of movies.
Yeah, well, it's a somber way to get started here, but a respectful one, and I think it makes a lot of sense. We want to do a screening to pay tribute to Aretha Franklin, the great musician from Detroit, who set the world on fire in so, so many ways. She was only in two movies, which is kind of a surprise.
Only one comes to mind for me.
Well,
that was the Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers and Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And they were both directed by John Landis. And now, Blues Brothers came out in 1979, and that was all disco all the time in 1979. So, you know, soul wasn't quite the thing.
But the Blues Brothers were huge on Saturday Night Live.
And it was a huge movie, too. The song that she did was Think, which was a song that Aretha Franklin wrote. And she really wanted to do Respect, but John Landis wanted her to do Think, which works really well in the film.
Yeah, it does.
And John Landis says that, you know, despite her reputation as a diva, she worked very well on the film set. The thing that was a little tough for her was, one, she had this waitress costume that she didn't really like in Blues 2000.
Yeah, and some slippers, too. Yeah. I mean, and she had to kind of dance, you know.
In Blues Brothers 2000, she had a much nicer dress, and she liked that a lot better. But she performed it herself. She actually played the piano. I mean, you didn't see that in the movie, but when the music was created, she played the piano. And John Landis said it was just so much better when she did that. It just had so much more soul. However, then she had to lip sync to it to shoot the scene.
Right.
And because she's such a great artist and she always did it just a little bit different, lip syncing ended up being relatively hard for her to do.
And therefore, all the cutaways to the other guys dancing and playing their instruments. Right.
So anyway, we're going to show that on Friday, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, as a tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Good movie, but a spectacular performance
yes,
by Ms. Franklin.
Absolutely. And it is a fun movie. So go for Aretha. Go for the fun. Let's pay our tribute to a great, great artist. Now, we have a couple of sing-alongs coming up. One this weekend. Actually, it's on Sunday and Tuesday. Beauty and the Beast, the Disney film that's based on the great, great fairy tale, is coming up. It's going to be at Sunday at 1:30, and then Tuesday at 7 o'clock, there'll be goodie bags, lyrics, and all kinds of things. If you want to wear a costume, go ahead and do it. Those things are a lot of fun. So that's going to be the Beauty and the Beast sing-along Sunday
the theme of my
at
wedding.
1:30. Yeah, well, and we know who the Beast was.
What do you mean? I'm beautiful.
You're a beautiful beast. I'll leave it at that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, also, mark your calendars for September 14th. Pasek and Paul, the great U of M composer lyricist team, who did The Greatest Showman, which stars a really cool class. Hugh Jackman is the lead. He plays Barnum. But Zac Efron is in there as his protege. And it's a lot of fun. It's got a great score. It won all kinds of awards for Pasek and Paul, these two guys that went to the University of Michigan Musical Theater Program. And that's going to be a lot of fun. We understand there's a huge underground fan base for this film, so we'll hope that they turn out and make it a lot of fun. A lot of musical theater students should be there. Then also coming up towards the end of September, we're going to talk about the film's opening this week in just a second. We have a Fatally Yours film noir series that Eddie Mueller from TCM, he's the Noir Alley host, is going to be here to kick off, and he's going to be here for the Lady of Shanghai screening on September the 21st. But that series continues with Double Indemnity, Mildred Pierce, Laura, and Gun Crazy. That series runs from September 21st.
Very proud of myself. I know at least half of those.
Yeah, well, they're great, great, great film noirs, and it ends on October the 15th. So go check that out, especially with Eddie Mueller being here on September 21st.
Let me ask you a question, Russ Collins. If you were going to have any kind of murders, what kind would you have?
Well, Happy Land would be nice kind of murders to have. Although the reviews on this film are not that great. In fact, it's called a not very funny comedy, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, that's interesting, because Melissa McCarthy's in it, and she's typically been very funny in everything, right?
Yeah, and Maya Rudolph and Elizabeth Banks are also in it. And it's a filthy comedy set in the seedy underbelly of Los Angeles, where puppets and humans coexist. Two clashing detectives with a shared secret, one human, played by Melissa McCarthy, and one puppet are forced to work together against their personality clashes to solve the brutal murder of a former cast and beloved classic puppet.
Now that you've provided the description, I can see where that might go south quick.
So, yeah, the reviews have not been strong. Brian Henson, however, directed it, from the Henson family. So now we have a list of some really great films that are opening up. The Miseducation of Cameron Post, and the character, the main character, is played by Chloe Grace Moretz. She's a perfect high school girl. Then she's caught making out with another girl at the prom in the back of a car and is sent to a Christian camp to reform homosexuals. But there she finds a whole homosexual community, conveniently enough. And it's a very interesting examination of these camps where they try to put kids back on a track that they probably don't fit on anyway. So it's an interesting...
I've seen a movie with a similar theme. The girl that played Wednesday Addams was in it, and it was really good and a real great exploration of what these kids are put through.
Absolutely. And this film has good reviews. The Miseducation of Cameron Post tells its timely coming-of-age story with wit, compassion, and an effective overall generosity of spirit. So go check out The Miseducation of Cameron Post. It premiered at Sundance. A lot of our staff saw it, and they liked it. Now, a film I got to see at Sundance is called Juliet Naked. And this is a film for WEMU listeners.
And why is that?
It is because... Chris O'Dowd plays this university professor who is an obsessive fan of an obscure rocker called Tucker Crowe. Now, Tucker Crowe is played by Ethan Hawke. And he had like two albums, and this guy just is totally into it. He's the best rock musician that just didn't ever get a fair shake. It's kind of like Sugar Man.
That's exactly what was coming to mind. Right.
A acoustic version of his song got released, and there's all kinds of debate in the Tucker Crowe community, this very small community that he lives in on the internet, about that. And by happenstance, his wife calls up a guy by the name of Tucker Crowe, and it is the Tucker Crowe. She gets him to come to town to meet the Chris O'Dowd character that's such a big fan. And it's a really interesting and fun story about a guy who, much in his much younger life, wanted to be a rock star, had some degree of success. It just didn't work out.
So he moved on.
And he moved on, and he's got a family, and he's kind of happy about it. And he's bemused about this Chris O'Dowd character being so passionate about it, how, you know, and what he was trying to do with his music. And he was like, well, no, I was just doing the best I could to write a song. You know, I don't know that there's all this depth and meaning that you're seeing there, but thanks for telling me about it. Anyway, it's a really interesting. I know that you know, or you have been like this about an artist yourself, and you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's called Juliet Naked, and the reason it's called Juliet Naked is there is no naked Juliet in it. It has to do with this acoustic version of a song called Juliet. Puzzle is a film that also premiered at Sundance, and it has a local filmmaker that was one of the producers, Eddie Rubin, who's a U of M film graduate. He produced this film, and it has gotten great reviews. It's a portrait of Agnes, who's reached her 40s without, you know, having very much going on in her life. She works at home. She has a family.
Pretty much stay at home town girl.
Yeah, very, very tight knit. And then she discovers that she's extremely good at doing jigsaw puzzles, and then secondarily discovers that there's a whole jigsaw puzzle community where they have competitions and all of that kind of stuff.
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing. And she rises to the top. She goes from her little suburban town to New York City and finds a whole new world that she really fits into and all the people.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Pun is absolutely intended. But it's the critical consensus is puzzle transcends its quirky premise with honest emotions. Kelly McDonald's, who nicely understates the performance, is too often underutilized. And go see this.
I like finding out about worlds that I don't know nothing about.
You know? It's a local guy produced it. We got The Big Lebowski as the midnight film at the State Theater Saturday night. There was a great, great piece in Variety written by Owen Gleiberman, who grew up in Ann Arbor, went to movies on the campus and went to Michigan State. All the movies are on here. Talking about how great this summer was for indie films. And we've got all of the films. We've got Crazy Rich Asians. We've got Black Klansman. We've got Sorry to Bother You. We've got Three Identical Strangers, Five Seasons of Garden of Peeta Olaf, Won't You Be My Neighbor, RBG, and those were, the last four were documentaries, and then The Cake Maker in Eighth Grade, one foreign language, one American indie film.
Seems like you guys might know something over there.
Great lineup, seriously. Do not miss them.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.